I think it's been about 2 weeks ago, Ken, that Governor Pritzker announced this back-to-business grant program. What can you tell us about this program and who should generally be paying attention to it?
Well, this program is open to most small businesses across the state of Illinois, and that's kind of what we're here today is to help get the word out and help encourage people to apply for this program.
Is this substantially different than other state programs that we had, like the business interruption grant last year? Or?
That's an excellent question. In fact, this program most closely resembles that business interruption grant program from late 2020, in that it's a very broad-based program. Most industries are able to apply, and there's quite a bit of funding in this pool. So hopefully we see a lot of that funding come back here towards our area.
What's the biggest source of – you said it's a broad-based program, but is the biggest bulk of the focus on, recovering losses during COVID-19, or is it advice as far as how to reopen now, or kind of – everything under the sun. What do you have?
Yeah, it's really designed for businesses that suffered losses in 2020 as a result of the pandemic. The state has identified 13 industries that will be given the highest priority for this program, and those industries include things like hotels, restaurants and bars, arts organizations, dry cleaners, home health care, clothing retailers, barbershop salons, daycares, like those kinds of industries. But there's also a really neat feature built into this grant program, and that is there's a geographic priority. And fortunately for us, the entirety of Galesburg, the entirety of Abingdon, and most of Monmouth falls in that higher geographic priority. So businesses from those areas are going to get put to the top of the pile.
What exactly, I guess, how do they measure that, or how should we understand the fact that Galesburg and Knox County is in that hard hit area? We're glad to get extra funds, but what was it about the pandemic that it never seemed like cases were extra high around here compared to other areas? What was it about the pandemic that was so hard?
Yeah, you know, I'm honestly not even really sure about why we were qualified as a disproportionately impacted area. That's the terminology that the state uses, disproportionately impacted area. I just know that they released a handy map along with this grant application, and I'm glad to see that businesses located in several areas here in Knox County will get priority. But I just want to be clear, even if your business is not one of those 13, you know, highest priority industries, or even if you're located in, you know, Knoxville or Watauga, or places that are not certified as a disproportionately impacted, you can still apply for this grant program. Mm-hmm. And there's enough funding in it that there's a good chance that we're going to see some of those dollars coming back, even for industries not necessarily flagged at the outset as being the highest priority.
Yeah. I saw the awards or something like they range from like $5,000 to like $150,000 or something, right?
That's exactly right.
So you can, you can get a little Band-Aid or maybe a big old, you know, body cast, I guess.
Yeah. The way I understand it, the grants are going to be scaled based on the amount of losses that each business incurred. And the formula that I've read is that if you take the difference between 2019 revenues and 2020 revenues, the grant is targeted to give up to 1/6 of that difference. So if you think about it, it's kind of like 2.5 months of operating capital. And fortunately for this grant program, you know, you can use the money for a wide variety of different types of business overhead costs.
Is it very difficult, do you think, for probably the average small business owner to provide the necessary documentation and everything to fill out this application?
You know, I think we're starting to learn a little bit as far as these grant programs
practice.
Go. They seem to get a little bit more user-friendly each time, you know, one of these new programs comes out. This program is actually pretty easy to apply for. I've actually gone all the way through the application A to Z, and it takes about 30 minutes, you need to supply, I think, 5 pieces of information, your 2019 tax returns, your 2020 tax returns, a couple bank statements, and your driver's license. And really, honestly, like the hardest part about applying for this is getting those documents scanned in. But I guess that's one of the things that we can help with, because we're happy if you don't have a scanner at home. My office can scan those in digitally for you and just give them to you as PDFs.
Yeah.
A to Z, as long as you got your docs in hand, you can apply for this grant in like 30 minutes. It's really, really easy.
And KCAP, I know, is open to pretty much doing whatever they can to help people fill out these applications, right? So that you guys will even, like you said, help with technology stuff, computer stuff, just basically available to take calls and things like that. Anything else that people should be thinking of as far as using KCAP?
No, I mean, we're the boots on the ground for Knox County, and our number is 309-343-1194. You can check out our Facebook page. We have all of the grant information available on the Facebook page, and yeah, we're happy to help in any way, shape, or form. You know, part of what we're doing is getting the word out so that people do apply. We're also just taking calls and answering questions, and even sitting down with people and helping them fill out their application if they need it. I mean, that's what we're here to do, and we just want to make sure that as many businesses in our area can apply for this as possible, because we want to see some of this money coming back to our area.
Is there a deadline to apply, or is that, would you encourage people to get on this as quickly as possible?
Yeah, you know, I mean, in theory, the program's open until, I think, October 13th is the cutoff date. But I've been advising people, you know, get your applications in, you know, within the next, I would say, 7 days if possible, you know, by the end of next week at the latest. This is one of those programs, well, while there is $250 million in it, you got to think about the number of businesses across the state of Illinois. And the other thing, too, is that this is a program that's open to both for-profit businesses and nonprofits. So you look at, I mean, that's a quite a large number. So yeah, we're just encouraging people to jump on this, get their applications in. Again, it's not a very arduous application. Everybody should be able to do this. And certainly if you have any kind of questions whatsoever, give us a call and we'll help you.
Anything else that people should be thinking about right now as far as either this program or just generally economic development?
I think, you know, keep your eyes open so this is really the first program that was created with the American Recovery Plan Act money, that ARPA stimulus that was passed early in the Biden administration. And I would anticipate that there'll probably be some other programs coming down the pipeline. I don't know what they will look like or how easy to use they will be, but this is really the first one of that new money, and there's a chance we could see some additional ones. But regardless, anytime there's a new program announced, KCAP's Facebook, we will post the information within minutes of its announcement. So just keep your eyes glued to our Facebook page for the latest information.
I'm always hesitant to ask you something that's so general, but right now, can you kind of speak to like just local businesses in Knox County generally? How are they feeling? It seems like an odd time because there's sort of, I guess, a whiff of normalcy, you know, pre-pandemic normalcy, but also we're very much in the pandemic also. So like, how do you kind of, what's the mood, I guess?
I think the mood from the businesses I'm talking to is really the biggest barrier right now is workforce and finding workers.
Oh, yeah.
And that is, I mean, that was a problem before the pandemic. I mean, it's an issue that it's really, in my opinion, like the most important economic issue facing our region. But yeah, I know a lot of companies right now are struggling to hire. It's really a great job market if you're a job seeker. But I mean, overall, the recovery has been pretty, like, shockingly fast. I mean, you know, you look at 2020 in the middle of the pandemic, and I've talked about this in the past about, you know, my business is very much, you know, we have a pipeline of projects and we might start working on something, you know, now, and it might happen a year from now, right? There's a very long development pipeline. And, you know, our pipeline was pretty bleak in 2020, and we've seen that restored in kind of shocking fashion in 2021, despite the fact that we're still, you know, in the midst of this pandemic. So, no, I mean, I think right now we're all kind of, you know, everybody just went through this very traumatic thing and we're not quite done with it. And you know, it's kind of weighing on people, but overall business has been pretty good these last few months. And the big issue is just finding workers at this point.
Yeah. Well, appreciate your time as always. And hopefully, you know, people can get some good resources from you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So once again, our number, 309-343-1194. The Facebook page is at Knox Partnership. And you can also catch me via email. My email is ken@knoxpartnership.com.